Brilliance Audio.
Vacation Wars by Megan Quinn, performed by CJ Bloom and Lee Samuels. Summer of 2006, they had their first real interaction. Now, this is not to say they hadn't been watching each other from a distance, but this was the first time they'd spoken to each other. It was a blustery day on the island of Santorini. An avid kite flyer, Tessa was attempting to get her frog kite in the air, the very kite she brought with her every summer. As she was winding the kite string back up, a gust of wind knocked her straw hat off her head. Nimble with cat-like reflexes, Miles snatched the hat from the air before it could take off into the Aegean Sea. He held it out to her and said, "Your hat." She blinked. She snatched. She ran. Fast forward to 2008, the year Tessa had food poisoning. Fresh from the plane, the family stopped by a quaint food truck on the side of the road on the way to the resort. Tessa settled for the chicken gyro. But the gyro didn't settle well with Tessa. Bound to her room for half the trip, she ordered room service while her family was out enjoying the pool. A living zombie in a holy shirt, the only thing that offered her comfort, she answered the door to a bright-eyed Miles and a wheelie cart. Our hero had started a new job, but little did he know the woman of his dreams would be on the other side of the door, looking like she'd just survived a post-apocalyptic attack. Naturally, Tessa was horrified, while Miles wheeled in her room service cart. "Nice day," he said.
I have to stay close to the toilet," she replied.
He smiled. She considered stuffing her head in a pillow. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the day Tessa discovered the bulge. It was the summer of 2013, a fresh 21-year-old on the prowl for her next mixed cocktail. She was buzzed and gearing up for a dreamy day of reading, drinking, and enjoying the sea breeze. And then Miles approached. Golden tan skin, muscles for days. In tight red swim trunks, he was a sight to behold. Tessa's heart pittered. Tessa's heart pattered. Tessa's libido shot straight to the crystal blue sky. And like she'd seen in many a movie, she was the woman on the lounger, lowering her sunglasses while the object of her affection walked in front of her. In that moment, Mother Nature chose to blow her biggest breath right at Miles's crotch. Now, listener, I don't want to sound crude, but it needs to be said. That gust of wind, the one aimed directly at Miles's nether regions, it not only made his swim trunks conform to his crotch, but defined his crotch. Length, girth, mass. Some have said the earth shook that day. And when Miles turned to see Tessa, staring right at him, hunger in those 21-year-old eyes, all he could do was say, "Hi." She replied with a lick of her lips and a drawn-out, "Hello to you." It went on like that for a few years, minor interactions, but no significant moments to further the monotonous, humdrum continuation of nothingness. Well, not until the kiss of 2015. Yup, a kiss. But I'm not at liberty to tell you how it went down. I'm going to leave that up to Tessa and Miles. Like I said, I'm just here to lay down the foundation, to let you know this journey between them has been going on for years. Their mutual crushes have been masterclasses in patience, and the moment they finally, and I mean finally, let each other know their feelings? Well, listener, it's one for the ages. Are you ready? Are you comfortable? Are you mentally prepared for a whirlwind of embarrassment? Good. Let's start this off with present day.